This is Sound and Vision from KEXP in Seattle, and KEXP's Gabriel Teodros brings us today's story. It's about the hip-hop duo Blimes and Gab as they reflect on their debut album they released this summer and discuss being authentically themselves in a music industry that wants them to be something else.
Talk about it. I had to see it for myself so I could talk about it. Talk about it, bet it all. If I lose, I can live without it.
And I'm talking to y'all. Y'all are both in LA right now, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Blimes is originally from San Francisco. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's correct.
And Gifted Gab is the Central District's own, Seattle's own.
You know it.
Yep, now based in LA. Let's talk about the album. One of my favorite songs is Baptism.
The Luther way, sharpshoot and march through your crew. It has nothing to do with MOK. Burning sage lit the way through the disarray. Hit the stage, blaze made them raise and come out to play. Y'all been taking double L's like you hang around a J. You're not down to blaze with two girlies from around the way. Can't leave rap alone. We got hella ground to break. And most these hold is fishier than rainbow trout souffle.
Our style of, you know, rap with the back and forth and no hook. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of where we... where we thrive. So those songs are always like the easiest to make, in my opinion, you know. Mm-hmm. some of my favorite ones, because it's just, you know, kind of just no holds bar, just go, you know.
You have to reach a mountain peak to get high as me. The way I see it's like piano keys. You ain't playing next to G's. You don't have the type of bags to handle all these groceries. I had these breaking backs for me on they bending knees. To put it all out on the table like a centerpiece. The shots you take play slow. I guess the rendering we keep 1,000 feet in front of you, just like a centipede. 90s energy like Keanu Reeves and denim jeans. And most cats don't know that we will rap. Circles when you urkles, that is no cap. I'm Kirk Cap, my fleet strap. You peep that, take him back to earth, give him a dirt nap. Got your mama dusting off her church hat. I heard that.
I got a question about a skit, which is Another Meeting. I wanted to know if that was a real experience.
Anyway, ladies, I just want to let you guys know the whole team heard the album. Everybody's freaking out around here. I mean, you guys are the talk of the office.
Nice.
Serious stuff here, guys. Serious stuff.
Thank you.
Not all good news.
Oh?
Not right away. There's a bit of a snag in the marketing department.
All right. What you talking?
As you guys know, we're a pretty successful company. We've had some great successes in breaking new artists, but I think it's helped in the past that we're able to market some physical attributes of our clientele.
What do you mean, Vinny? Physical attributes?
Well, ladies, I mean, let's be honest here. You guys are always wearing big jackets. You know, you're not really...
Big jackets? We like jackets.
Yeah, man.
I understand. I mean, everyone likes a good jacket, but, you know, come on. Don't you guys want to sell a little TNA? That's what, you know, that's what the people want.
Basically, towards the end of the sketch, he basically says, I've got a surgeon. He worked on my wife, my daughter. Like, he's happy to get you guys in. And we blow him off. We're like, get the hell out of here.
Right.
Vinny? Vinny's his name? Uh-huh. Vinny.
Yeah.
We all know a Vinny in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was based off of real life experience. I wouldn't say that exact conversation took place. Nobody offered us their plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
but I've been asked stuff before in the past by people courting me for deals, like, are you comfortable concealing your sexuality? Are you comfortable beefing up your sexuality? Like,
mm-hmm.
trying to make you something that you're not. And Gabby and I just wanted to prove the point that we're not budging on who we are. We're happy with who we are, you mm-hmm. know? And any decision we make to change ourselves would be based on a desire from within, not something that somebody else is going to tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say
exactly.
That.
Say and that. Hopefully that empowers other folks to not feel like they need to fit into a box for anybody else but themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's so important. I was wondering if you know, any of those things came up in the making of this album, and or like if it pushed y'all to go, like, I don't know if y'all are independent or on a label.
We're independent.
You're independent, yeah.
Yeah, we work with Sony Orchard for distribution, but we're independent.
Okay, got you. Yeah, and I wondered if there was record deals that y'all walked away from, like in real life. just to maintain your independence?
Yeah, I mean, there's been interest from places that it just, it did not...
wasn't appealing.
Didn't align with what we were looking for and what we wanted for our careers.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not going to say any names.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just didn't work out. So we were able, we've been both in our separate careers, solo careers, been able to make the right decisions for ourselves. And looking, you know, in the moment, it seemed like, oh my God, this is such a stressful decision. This could make or break me. And in hindsight, looking back, like, oh my God, thank God I didn't do that.
Right.
Thank God I didn't take that deal.
Yeah.
But in the process of this album, we went through a lot of bureaucratic stress.
Definitely.
With money, with funding, with management. And, you know, it was stressful. And when you're two independent artists who've done everything on your own up until this point, who have mostly done it for the passion of the art, you get to this point where you're a dollar sign. And it's a whole different game you have to play. And it's really important to learn about the intricacies of this industry, because there is almost no standard. Everything's a negotiation. So you have to be able to play hardball. You have to be able to go to bat for yourself. And as women, we're taught often, especially me being a white woman, I'm taught to be smaller, shrink myself, be quieter. And I don't know if you've had that experience as a black woman.
Definitely.
But that was part of my culture growing up, was to be polite, be quiet, be fit in, don't make too much of a scene. And so to learn how to advocate for myself has been new. So yeah, that was a big challenge. And that's one of the things that held this album up for 2 years.
Yeah. Now that the album's out, you know, y'all are in the middle of a pandemic with the new album, Can't Tour, you know, what's next? Like, how, you know, what are the next few steps for Blinds and Gab?
You know, if you're listening and you're a musician, I hope you find this helpful, but we've had to go to other avenues, you know, to generate income. And we're really just plotting the land to sow the seeds on right now, because we're not necessarily making money off of these opportunities yet, but doing the work to eventually make the money off of. But we're writing songs for Sync, for film and TV.
Okay.
We're working with a Sync representation company called Zinc. And then we're also, you know, got 2 TV shows in the works.
That's so exciting.
More reality docu-style show that we're the hosts of. And then and then a scripted comedy. So because touring is such a large part of our income, we absolutely have had to get creative and pivot.
Yeah.
And we support those who are doing the same. Power to you. It's not easy, because in a pandemic and a global uprising, and there's tragedy happening on a daily basis, it's really hard to motivate sometimes, but it's do or die. So gotta do it.
Real talk, man. And more power to y'all. I'm so excited about these TV shows, y'all. I cannot wait.
What's up?
That was KEXP's Gabriel Teodro speaking with Blimes and Gab about their latest album, Talk About It. Here's their song, Sacred.
What's up?
Keep the right ones around, the ones who's gonna keep you grounded. Love is gonna hold you down when it all goes around.
What's up?
Yeah, stay with the ones you came with. Protect your space, keep your circle sacred. Stay with the ones you came with. Protect your space, keep your circle sacred. Look, lately I've been on my bullshit. When it comes to rhymes, blind to who I'm gon' do with. Bustin' with the rhyme, got a full clip. Nines and all kind of pantomimes. Big game dripping alkaline. Crew booming like a dynamite. So when we blow up, you don't know us. Hustle through the summer, sprinter for the winter. Bustle with the muscle when I tussle with the winners. I can feel it, but how I'm feeling, you won't hear it. How I'm gunning, you don't even see me coming till you near it. I don't want it if it's f*** with my spirit. Gotta look up in the mirror, peer at my appearance. Top tier from my peers, I'm fearless. Whole team brilliant, we get clearance. See no ceilings, when I see them, I see my children. We gon' keep building till we see a billion.
keep the right ones around you, ones who's gonna keep you grounded. Love is gonna hold you down when it all goes around.
What's up?
Yeah, stay with the ones you came with. Protect your space, keep your circle sacred. Stay with the ones you came with. Protect your space, keep your circle sacred.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm vibing off a glass of effervescence. Only rap on beats to leave an everlasting presence. Mastering the tact it takes to keep the inner essence of a light that's turning green before you reach the intersection. Keep it moving so we cruising at a pace to bless us with longevity forever in a day and never fade away. This ain't threes, Rasheed Wallace. Talking what we walking, brought the shovels digging deep pockets. I got family to feed, so I don't see options or obstacles. I just keep hopping like it's Frogger on the last of levels. If it's hands out, they better be attached to bezels. Yeah, Gabby got keeping it a hundred down to a science. She Bill Nyan, and I can comply with those standards. Throw the foes and close hampers. Cleanse them out, stay on our toes like slow dancers.
Keep the right ones around you, ones who's gonna keep you grounded. Love is gonna hold you down when it all goes around.
What's up?
Yeah, stay with the ones you came with. Protect your space, keep your circle sacred. Stay with the ones you came with.
That was Sound and Vision. Coming up on the next episode of the Sound and Vision podcast, we will hear about the rise and fall of Burger Records. This summer, the garage rock record label was the first to completely fold because of sexual assault and misconduct allegations.
They had a platform up on that stage, and women and girls my age all looked up to them, and it's just disgusting.
We'll hear what happened and what the music industry can do about it. That's Tuesday on the Sound and Vision podcast. And before we go, here's my reminder to please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We are a non-commercial independent station that supports independent artists. We don't really do advertising here, so we don't really advertise for this podcast. But you can be the most powerful form of advertising by telling other people about this podcast and by subscribing, rating, and reviewing. You can also go the extra mile by giving a one-time $20 donation to support this podcast. You can do that at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.